Oh, man. Tonight was fun. Way fun. It was nice to cut loose. It was nice winning. And it was nice of Brooke to call. Maybe I should call him back. Wait, I don't have my phone. I turn heel to order Wade to give it back, but my foot catches. I throw out both of my hands, which saves my face from hitting the ground. Oof. Sprawled out on the concrete, my palms burn. Ouch. But it's nothing compared to the flames of pain shooting up my left leg. It sobers me faster than a gallon of coffee. Somehow, in the middle of the greatest achievement of my life, or at least the past few months, I've been stricken with injury. Just like Tony Moore. Oh my God, I'm injured. I've torn off my foot. That's the only explanation for the searing pain shooting through my left leg. I caught my shoe on a tree stump or a crater-sized hole in the sidewalk, and now I've lost my foot. Maybe if we get to the hospital right away, they can reattach it. I crack open an eyelid and am pleasantly surprised to find my foot still attached instead of a stump or a pool of blood. I take a deep breath to ease the building nausea and pain. Gio and Paul are the first to reach my side.
Are you okay?
Paul asks.
No, I sniffle. I'm hurt.
How bad?
Bad.
I point to my foot, which again, I'm shocked to find is still attached to my leg. I can't decide if that's lucky or not because it hurts.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure I'm dying.
You're not dying.
Are you a doctor?
Of course not.
Well, then how can you be sure?
Paul shakes his head and leans back on his heels while Gio helps me sit up. Paul glances at my foot and grimaces.
Do you mind if I take a look?
Whatever.
I sniff. It's not going to change the fact that I'll probably lose the leg once they take me to the hospital. Lifting my foot, he orders me to wiggle my toes, and I obey. It hurts, which only makes me cry harder, but I can do it.
That's good, he says. You probably wouldn't be able to move it if it was broken. I'm guessing it's a sprained ankle. A bad one.
I let out a grunt, so he's assured I don't care for his diagnosis. But then his words echo through my head. A sprain. A bad one. What was it that puzzle told me to do if I ever had a bad sprain? Oh, my God.
Rice!
I bellow.
I need rice!
I wish I could remember what it stands for, but there are too many words. I need someone to help me remember. Gio uses his most father-like voice to soothe me.
Chinese food is not gonna help you right now, sweetheart. If you can be brave for me until we get you home, I'll make sure we order takeout for lunch tomorrow.
I don't want Chinese food, you idiot! I shouldn't have yelled that, but who has time to be polite when my leg is dying? I need rice for my foot.
It's your ankle, actually, Paul corrects cheerfully.
Whatever. My foot or ankle or whatever you call it needs rice, and it needs it now.
I can run to the Mediterranean place around the corner, Paul offers. They have rice pilafs. It's solid, actually. They put almonds and saffron in.
Enough with the food, I cut him off. Get Wade. He understands. Wade appears by my side a moment later.
Oh, God, Harper, I'm so sorry. I was on the phone with Brooke. I didn't even realize you'd left the bar and...
I grab his hand, wincing at the rawness in my palm.
You have to tell them,
he frowns.
About the rice.
He stares at me a moment like I'm insane, but then awareness lights his eyes.
Yes, he remembers. He can help me.
It's going to be okay, guys, he explains. It's sports medicine. She wants rice, rest, ice, compression, and elevation.
Gio lets out a full laugh, and JJ, who finally decided to join in my suffering, rolls his eyes. Wade softens his voice when he says,
We'll get you some rice as soon as we can, but until then, we need to take you home.
Call my brothers, please.
More tears stream down my face.
I need them.
Wade nods and waits for me to unlock the phone so he can do as I've commanded. I lay back on the pavement, my ankle still cradled in Paul's lap. I clench my eyes shut. Hopefully, when I open them tomorrow, everything, except winning, will be a terrible mistake.